Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. We are your hosts, Marie Langley.
And Beth Jacobson.
And thank you for joining us today. We created the show as a venue to discuss the many facets of healing, shifting, and spirituality.
And you can listen to us two times a week. You can reach us on Tuesdays from 7 to 8 and Fridays from 1 to 2. If you have any questions or comments, feedback, insight, any suggestions, you could email Marie or Beth at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. We also would appreciate if you go into our Facebook page, Divine Goddess Radio, and like us. We do a monthly drawing for a half-hour reading, so click in because you might be the lucky one for this month. So, also, and if you cannot listen to us live the days that we're on, Tuesdays and Fridays, you can download our podcasts that are in the archives through your RSS feed buttons or iTunes. So welcome, everybody, to Friday Friday.
Yes, welcome to Phone In Friday, everyone. This is the show that we have where people can call in for a one-question reading. The number to call in is 347-327-9360. If you can't call in, feel free to log into the chat room, and you can ask a question there. And for those of you listening, you know, if you feel like, well, I don't want to listen to other people's questions, sometimes the answers that we get for people and we talk about may just hit home with you, so you never know if a message is directed to you as well. So just something to throw out there.
And just so you know, when, like, the things when I channel those messages, my guides will be in my ear going, Beth, did you just hear what was said? So it's like there's times when I need to hear the messages myself. So definitely you're not invading anybody's privacy. And Marie and I respect and honor people's confidentiality and privacy. That's why we don't ask for last names, you know, specifically where you live. So there is, you know, some confidentiality and privacy. And people know that going on the air. So you're not invading and hearing something that you shouldn't hear.
Right. And if you're concerned, you can always give a different name. We don't care.
Yeah.
We just like to tune into the energy from the name. So
yeah,
that's all we ask for.
Exactly, exactly.
So we have a caller waiting. Let's jump in.
Okay.
Hi, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Yes, hi. My name is Elfina. I'm calling from Arizona.
Hello, Elfina. How are you?
I'm good.
Do you have a question or a comment?
I'm just wanting to know about my relationship.
Your relationship that's currently going on? Are you talking with somebody, a significant, like a parent, a sibling, a friend, or are you talking a partner?
A partner.
A partner? So you want to know where it's going, if it's going anywhere.
Now I'm just wondering what you can see for 2014.
2014?
Yeah, like for the both of us.
Don't ask me. I don't know if this is symbolic or if this is actually what's going to happen, but the first two words I heard is wedding bells. So it's either there's actually going to be a marriage in 2014 or you guys you guys have worked through issues and it's just getting to a point now to where your guys' energies are now matching up, to where it's like wedding bells because it's like a partnership and union energetically as well as I'm hearing possible, yes, a physical wedding. So if there's any truth to that, wonderful. Wonderful.
Yeah, I'm getting there's a very easy companionship between the two of you. Kind of like you've known each other for a long time, and it's very easy for you to, the relationship is comfortable and warm and easy. That's what I'm picking up.
Yes, that's true.
Okay.
It keeps coming back to marriage. So, like I said, it can be very symbolic because there's a lot of symbolism that's going on right now. But I'm also hearing marriage.
I'm hearing marriage. Marriage of the mind is what I'm hearing.
So it's like, yeah. I don't know how to interpret that. I don't know how to interpret it. It's the messages that I'm getting. So it feels like it's going to be an actual wedding. But it doesn't have to be a traditional marriage. It could be to where you guys are married on, you know, an energetic, you know, man-created, society-created marriage. So it doesn't, you can be married and together, not actually doing the ceremony and having the piece of paper. You know what I'm saying? So it could be, that's what I'm picking up on also.
Okay.
You're already living like a married life anyways.
Yeah.
A married life already. So that could be what it's meaning right now, but you guys are in a really good space with each other right now. Very good space. You feel good together.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
You're very welcome.
You're
welcome. Have a great weekend. Thanks for calling in.
Yes, thank you.
You too. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, so if you want to call in, 347-327-9360, or type a question into the chat room. So while we're waiting for more callers, how are you feeling energetically?
Well, you know what? Mercury in retrograde, I'm doing fantastic. It's the solar flares. At least now I have it down to a pat of knowing what energy is which one, and it's like, man, the solar flares I do not care for. But the Mercury in retrograde, I'm doing real good.
Yeah, I'm doing good because I think if you go into it with a different attitude and not all doom and gloom and, oh, that everything's going to fall apart, it's like, nope. So everything that I've been doing and that's coming up, I'm like, oh, well, we're just renewing this way of doing it. I'm throwing a re in front of everything to keep that positive vibe going so that, you know, I can work with the retrograde and not against it.
I can say I am witnessing energetic miracles with me because, man, it's so much easier. So I don't know what I have cleared out. So I know it's all the energies that have finally gotten me to this point. But, man, am I really able to go into my heart and actually get in there now without anything blocking me. And I've had more light coming and really going into the center of my heart. It has been really cool this week energetically. I have been just on top of the world. But the one thing that I have noticed, all the kids that I work with, all the daycares are going, oh, my God. The kids have been bouncing off the wall. But you have the energies coming in, and also the kids aren't able to get outside. So they don't have that connection with the physical earth. Because the snow literally in Minnesota where we live, you guys, the kids would get lost. They would be buried in the snow. That is how deep it is.
Well, it's too cold, too. The air temperature is too cold to let kids out anyway.
Yeah, but the daycares are going, I'll dress them up. But they would get lost in the snow. That's how deep it is. They can't even walk in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's I don't even like running out for 3 minutes to get to my car in my garage. I can't imagine a little kid wanting to bounce around.
Oh, I know. They'd be going, I'm too cold.
Sure.
I'm too cold.
Yeah, it's deceiving. Very sunny and beautiful, but very cold.
You know what I've been hearing? A lot of people contacting me going, Beth, I'm having really crazy dreams. So I've been doing a lot of dream interpretation. I was on the phone at 11:30 at night for a good half hour, 45 minutes. Going, oh, my God, I'm never going to get to bed. And it was the longest day yesterday. I was in a great mood, great energy, but I was exhausted. And somebody called me, and I just, for whatever reason, it had been 4 hours before, but I was doing something else, didn't have time to get to them. And for whatever reason, I could not fall asleep, so I had to call them. So I'm just like, okay. And their voice, when they left a message, said, Beth, I just have some questions about this dream, and I'm really worried about it. So I knew I couldn't sleep on it. So I called, gave them some clarity, and said, if it feels right for you. And they're just like, oh, my God.
Yeah, the dream.
So I'm finding out that was just one of the things. But a lot more people are, what does this dream mean?
I think a lot of people are, their dreams are really, really, really strong right now, and they're full of messages. So even if it doesn't make sense, and all, like, the people that I've talked to and then myself, it's not like a little vague thing here and there. It's like this long, drawn-out story, and you just keep doing and keep moving, and it's very, very, very realistic.
Mm-hmm.
So when it's so realistic, you know that there's messages galore. So
yeah,
write them down piece by piece. And
the dreams are really symbolic right now. So here's just my suggestion. A lot of people are getting really excited going, oh, my God, what does that mean? What does that mean? Am I really going to meet this famous person? Doesn't mean it won't. But remember, it can come out in a dream like that to get your attention so you remember it. And so, to me, it's very symbolic, but you have to look at, okay, what is the significance? What does this really mean? You know, when people are saying, I'm seeing wedding bells. But when I'm getting the message going, no, it's a different kind of wedding than what they're thinking. So it's like, that's why I didn't know how to take it as, you know, with the caller that we just had in today. But it's very symbolic, very symbolic. Didn't you talk to me about a dream?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, and again, it's not saying that you couldn't meet that individual. Not at all.
No, but it's not only that dream. I mean, every night I wake up in the morning just feeling like I've been out for the whole night, and I've just been, the dreams are incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, really incredible. I'm going, wow, whatever. Where I go at night is amazing.
I know, isn't it? It's crazy where we're flying at.
Yeah.
Crazy where we're flying
at. And I'm not, interestingly enough, I'm not waking up exhausted. It's like I'm, it's almost like I'm getting my messages and I'm having these fantastic dreams, and they're all, you know, it's almost like playing out a story or playing out a movie.
Yeah.
And but I'm waking up refreshed, which is interesting to me.
Good.
And I'm not even, I guess I'm getting not as much sleep as I have been. You know, it's not that drugged out, tired sleep.
Oh, yeah.
I'm dreaming and dreaming and dreaming and getting whatever messages I need, and then I wake up early, and I just wake up, and I'm ready to go.
Wow.
So it's like a re-energizing.
Yeah, yeah.
Every night, so that's awesome.
You know what I've noticed? That a lot of people are working on a lot of heart stuff. Remember, February is the month of love, so it's about self-love stuff. And so there's a lot of people who are reporting, you know, heart stuff going on in the back of them, which is attached to their back. Their back is attached to their heart. Or, you know what? It goes in correlation with that. So, like, if it's in the back of you in the heart area, that's past stuff. Mm-hmm. And, you know, pay attention. Is it more on your left side, your right side? Because it would be more with – on your left side is going to be more of the feminine stuff. Could be mother stuff, grandmother stuff. On the male is going to be, you know, anything to do with the men. Husband, boyfriend, father, grandfather, brothers, men in your life. So you're releasing stuff, and it's really deep. That could be past lifetime stuff that's coming up. And then, you know, stuff in the front is current stuff. So if you feel like it's in the back plus the front, that means there's a past thing and you're going through a current situation. So you have the opportunity of being able to look at it with a different perspective, to be able to look at it and finally let it go.
Yeah, and if you go onto our Facebook page, Divine Goddess Radio, I've been posting a lot of stuff in regards to this Mercury retrograde, and it has a lot. There's a lot of relationship stuff going on astrologically.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I think Mars is retrograde in Pisces, so Pisces has a lot to do with relationships, love, all that stuff. So and feelings. So if you go on there, I have a number of posts. They're really long, but they do explain everything really well. And so, because I was reading through and going, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, I'm seeing this. Oh, I'm hearing people talk about this. So, go check it out.
And then remember, you guys, your neck and your shoulders and your arms, a lot of people are complaining about their arms are just killing them. Your arms, pay attention to the arm, too. That's associated, believe it or not, with the heart chakra. So it's going in there, and it's cut, clearing, and deleting all cords and attachments and all, you know, any form of bondage and any ties to anything that's from the past. The past is over and done with, being the present moment now. And legs, a lot of people are complaining about legs, even breaking their feet, which I have heard more people this week, over 3 people who have broken their feet, a foot, yes. So I'm going, that all seems to be on the left side. So, you know, and it's about trusting and moving forward on your path, knowing that you're safe and protected.
Mm-hmm.
It's move forward, move forward. Don't stay where you're at or go, you know, step backwards. Move ahead no matter what. No matter what, you can get through it.
Yeah.
Go through it.
Yeah, so anyway, I don't know. For me, I'm feeling good. I know that people have been posting, I'm feeling the retrograde. I'm feeling the retrograde. But like I said, if you try to put a positive spin on it and don't let it try to affect you, you know, and don't dwell on it, I think you can get through this next 3 weeks with ease. I really do.
I have finally mastered getting through the retrograde. Like I said, it's the solar flares that, man, but they're painful. They're painful. Mm-hmm. Marie told me it has to do with radiation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to investigate that more. What's that about and what's in me? Because I'm finding more people are going, I'm affected more by the solar flares. So now if we could figure that out, then we can get past that too. If you have some knowledge to it, you can let it go a lot quicker and easier.
Right.
Because you can get to the heart of the matter going, what specifically is in a solar flare?
Mm-hmm.
What in the radio, you know, what I'm saying, how is it affecting us? Is it affecting us, our electromagnetic field, which affects our auric field, our etheric field, you know, and then our energetic field, our spiritual field. So it's like, it's where it finally makes our physical bodies hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, what specifically is it going to so we can change the patterns of that? So then we've mastered getting through the solar flares. I've mastered the retrogrades. Now it's the solar flares.
Well, yeah, because I think if you know, I know there's a website that she's really good at posting when solar flares are coming, and I have that on our Facebook page as well. So if you know ahead of time and you know the physical feelings of what's going on, knowing it's coming, you can find a way to kind of maybe head off that physical pain.
Yeah.
You know, and figure out a way to do that.
Yes.
You know, is it, I don't know, maybe there's something to do with working the physical body.
I know. I know.
Maybe doing weights or starting, you know what I mean, or doing
mm-hmm.
something or
mm-hmm.
some stretches maybe
mm-hmm.
or doing more yoga.
I don't know.
Might be, you know,
I have
something
no idea.
To experiment with.
It's really interesting. So if there's any scientists who happen to come across this and they know about the planets and solar flares and you happen to have the twist of the spiritual piece to it, man, would I love for you to call in right now. What's the phone number?
347-327-9360.
If there's a scientist who's supposed to be talking right now, they will come across this page right or this blog right now.
Well, and also you have to remember to stay hydrated.
Oh, Lord, yes.
Solar flare.
Yes, definitely.
You know, those who are affected by it get very dehydrated, so you've got to pump that water through.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe go to the bathroom a lot, but
yeah, you definitely
you need that water.
That's where I get thrown off and like I'm still off kilter with my hydration. You can drink and drink and drink and swear to God you're going to drown yourself. Because it is possible to do that.
Yes, I know.
You get a little nervous with that going, but how much am I supposed to be drinking? But I go by my lips. My lips are so dry.
Mm-hmm.
And then it looks like my eyes are sunken in.
Yeah, and I think, you know, like when I work out, I know I'm dehydrated because I'll cramp faster. You know, some of my muscles will cramp
oh,
as
yeah.
I'm doing exercises, and it's like, oh,
yeah.
I'm a little dehydrated.
Exactly.
So, yeah,
exactly.
you gotta watch that. You gotta just pay attention to your body, and you know, water is not enough. You need electrolytes too, so
yep.
you gotta find a way to get those electrolytes in with your water.
Exactly. You know, I find it really interesting this whole week, and I'm always talking about journal, 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 because people are going, "What's my heart's desire?" I'm going, "That's one way of getting into it." You guys, that's called a tool. Journaling is a tool because you can really go deep within. Because then you can write down a question, write down what you want. Step back, look at it, and see if you can dwell even more into what you just wrote down. And here's an example. Like I said, this has been the coolest week. I'm writing down, Marie and I were talking the other day, and we were talking about some of the stuff that we wanted, and I happened to say, you know what, I want a physical store. I want a store. I've always wanted a metaphysical store, but I want it to be different than anything that I've ever seen. Granted, I haven't been all over the world, so I don't know what they all look like. So I'm going, she goes, now imagine yourself. Unlocking the door, and I've been told this 1,000 times. I even tell people this, but, you know, to do it for myself, and you reminded me of it. So I'm doing it. Then all of a sudden that manifests into this other, we're talking elaborate building, and we're talking detailed. And there, I was told something like this does not exist. It's almost like, you know, the best way to describe it, because I'm not going to say anything because I don't want anybody to put any attachments on it, but it's very like something that they would have at, like Disneyland. Mm. Seriously, I'm going, oh, my God, that would be so cool to be able to have a store like that.
Right.
And they showed me the exact arrangements, the products that would be in there, and I'm just like, wow. But guess what? We're supposed to be manifesting things even beyond our expectations right now.
Right. So if you really have a true heart's desire and you're, you know, you've been thinking about it, and I want this, and I want that. Go that step beyond. I want it. Write down, really, a day and say
what
you.
What would it be like?
Yeah, what would it be like?
Start.
How would you plan
yeah.
your day? What would you do when you first get there? What would you do an hour after? How do you start the day? How do you finish the day? Write it all down, and then just see how it manifests through.
Yeah.
Because the more you write down your desires, the more you're putting that vibration out to the universe and you're saying, okay, this is what I want. Here,
I could live
want,
in the store. I'm telling you, I could live in it. I could add a piece upstairs and
why not?
A little lot upstairs. Oh, I'm adding that piece onto it going, you know what, I could just live right above it. Live right above it. Oh, that would be so cool.
Yeah.
All I'd need to do is get somebody who knows how to make phenomenal, spectacular sets. Those will have to be my connections. And then the money for it to be there. Oh, it would be. It's going to be
making phenomenal what? Sex?
Phenomenal
or sex?
No. Oh no, not sex.
I'm like what?
S-E-T.
Oh, okay.
Set.
Just clearing it up.
You know,
people
do moving
it up.
So it would take like.
Oh, sets. Okay. I wasn't sure what set, like jewelry sets or sex or what.
Thank you for that clarification. Thank you for the clarification. But anyways, you know, so, I mean, it's just really cool stuff that's coming in for everybody.
Yeah. I think people are really manifesting. I mean, I was talking to someone who, you know, listens to our show and has all these questions, and he's opening up, and he's like, God, I know. Oh, it's just fantastic. I think about something, and all of a sudden it shows up. And I'm thinking, is it coincidence? No, it can't be coincidence. You know, so I said, no. When you really want something and you put your mind to it and you're putting it out in the universe and it shows up, say thank you and then keep moving forward. I said, that's called manifestation.
Yes.
So
really cool. Really, really cool. I have to just get clear on what specifically beside that do I want to, what do I want to manifest? But just seeing that and how fast, because I did not have that in mind other than, okay, I'm going to have this store, maybe I'll have this and that. And then all of a sudden, I literally saw a picture of it and said, this is what it shall be. And I'm going, here in Minnesota? Well, this store will be here in Minnesota?
Also, you know, during the new moon, when manifestation power is really strong, when you're writing down your intentions, maybe just do one or two, but make them so detailed. And then use that power of the new moon to propel that on as well.
So do we already know next month when the new moon is?
Well, it's always 2 weeks after the full moon, so full moon's coming up.
Is it?
I believe next week.
Is
yeah,
it?
Yeah. I think it's Valentine's Day, if I'm not mistaken. So, yeah.
No way. That's the full moon?
I believe so.
Oh, isn't that interesting? Lover's Day. Lover's Day.
Let me look it up right here. Yeah. And it's interesting because I've been reading stuff on Valentine's Day, and some are saying it's going to be, oh, so bad, and some are saying it's going to be so romantic, so I don't...
The doomsdayers.
Yeah. I don't...
I hope to God I never come across as a doomsdayer. If so, please let me know that.
Yeah, the full moon, February 14th.
Really?
Valentine's Day, so...
I think it's going to be romance. Romance, I feel it in the air.
Mm-hmm. I think so, because I think the full moon is in Venus, and Venus is all about the
relationship. That's one of my planets.
Yep.
That's one of my planets, I think.
Yeah.
I need to look more into details on it, but I think that's one of my planets.
Yeah, so that's cool. So, yeah, I mean, you know, you can go on and read a lot of stuff. Anything that's a doom and gloom, I'm like, nope, not reading you anymore. Because you want to keep that positive going. You want to keep, you know, you don't want to sit there and look forward to doom and gloom. You want to look forward to something good so it keeps everything positive and everything moving forward.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You don't want to go back, especially during retrograde. You want to, you know, you can review, you can renew, you can do any of that stuff. I mean, wouldn't that be perfect and during Mercury retrograde on Valentine's Day to renew vows?
Yes.
I mean, you've got everything stacked in your favor.
Oh,
beautiful.
Man.
So renew a vow to yourself.
I would need to meet somebody and be married.
No, but you can renew a vow to yourself.
It is, and if I'm not mistaken, because I had a ceremony for myself.
Yep, you can do that. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, so I know there isn't.
I know that everybody, you know, Valentine's Day, people make a big deal of it, but it's a nice holiday, but you really should be revering your relationship every day, not just waiting, you know, once a year to do it.
Well, and then reevaluating your relationship with you, not just the relationship you have with your partner.
And, you know, if you're single, doesn't mean you can't celebrate Valentine's Day. Go out with a bunch of girlfriends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, go out to dinner and then go do something fun and celebrate you.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, there's nothing wrong with that.
So...
Interesting. Yeah. Very interesting.
Because I know I'm not going to have a date on Valentine's Day. No, I mean, we went to dinner last year, remember? On Valentine's Day.
But we went
out for coffee.
Oh,
yeah. And we had a great time.
We did.
Yeah. And at the coffee shop, I think there were a number of single women, you know, groups. Do you remember?
Was it just you and I went, or was it?
Yeah, it was just you and I, yeah.
I remember we go out a lot. But, no, I do remember it was nice and it was relaxed, not having what
I remember
liked.
I had a bad cold and I was sick, remember?
Okay, yes,
and it was
were.
Getting worse and worse as the night went on.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Where did we go out to eat that night?
Chinese.
Oh, did we? Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, now that, okay. Okay, you know, with that, since, you know, either everybody's doing phenomenal right now, they have no questions, or people are stuck in their and they're just not being guided to call in. So I think Marie and I should do this if she's game for this. I'm putting her on the spot. Should we do like a little see if we can pick up on it with each other if we have any questions?
Sure.
Mm-mm.
Absolutely.
And when you get to know people, you guys, you know, and that's something I'm working on because I tend to not be able to pick on, but I think that's also a conscious thing. I don't want to know the people hanging out with their stuff all the time.
Right.
So we'll sit here and do that. Some friends I can read for, I get a lot of stuff for. Others it's like, damn, pick up.
Well, and, yeah, it really depends. I mean, you know, I know people ask me, well, you know, we're friends now. Can you read?
Oh, I know. It's like friends of convenience.
Well, no, even like people that you know, and it's like, well,
is
like
that your way of
family,
saying for me?
No, like for family, I don't want to read my family.
Oh, me either.
I don't want to read my family at
me
all.
Either.
I just don't want to. I don't want to put that. I'm not comfortable with that. With good friends, I mean, to me, when I talk to my friends, I'm reading anyway.
Yeah.
You know, I'm always picking on, especially if you're talking about life situations, whatever comes through, I'm always channeling.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, to sit down and do a formal reading, I can do that. You know, I just, you have to, if I pick up something and you don't want to hear it and you're my friend, that's where the issue lays.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
But if they ask a question, you know, I look at it as,
if you ask a question,
you're ready for the answer. You may not like the way it's delivered.
Right. So it's, you know, I don't have a problem doing it. It's just when there's a friendship there,
mm-hmm.
you want to be...
My friends never tell
me
anything that I don't know. They're just validating a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
I would like to go, oh, my God, I never knew that. And it rings true for me. I'm waiting for that day to happen to go, oh, that's a piece I did not know.
Mm-hmm.
But that makes sense with the dreams I'm having so I can may have that aha moment. I'm waiting for that. Wall me, Marie. Wall me. And we may not be able to pick up anything.
Well, it all depends on, I know like a couple times, you know, sometimes Beth and I will say, can you tune in?
Yeah.
And
I say it a lot lately. I've never been able to do that.
But I have had guides say, no, I cannot tell you that information. And I've told her, nope, they won't tell me. You know, especially when we go deep into stuff, they'll be like, nope, can't tell her. So it all depends on if they want us to know.
Mm-hmm.
And this is true for any reading that we do for people.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The guides, if they don't want us to reveal it, they'll say, no, we're not going to.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have anything for you.
Mm-hmm.
Keep that in mind, too, when you do go to an expo and you know, or make an appointment with any psychic and you sit down, and if they can't pick up any information and you get frustrated, sometimes they're being told not to give you the information or they're not given the information.
Yeah.
So that's something to keep in mind, too.
There's also, because, like, I see information, but the guides will sit here and say she's not ready for it yet. Doesn't mean she won't ever be, but she's not ready to hear it yet.
Right.
And so, and it's just because you have this gift doesn't mean it's for you to just give. They know us better than we know ourselves.
Right. And it's usually that's related to if there's a learning experience and they want you to learn the lesson through your actions or whatever was going on before you get the message, because that's part of that message.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mine isn't going to be anything that's in. No, I don't
all
think
right,
it's going to be in depth.
Go for it, woman.
Okay, you want to do me first?
Yeah, I'll do you first.
Okay. So the dream that I had, whatever. And try not to give out any details to picking up on this. I just want to know a yes or no question.
Okay.
The dream I had about the store, was that symbolic or is that what my store will really look like? And you'll hear silence as she's tuning in.
I am picking up that the majority is symbolic.
God, it was a really cool store, too.
The majority is symbolic, but you can use that symbolism and turn it into a physical reality. So it won't look... It's not going to look identical to that.
Oh, okay.
But you can take that symbolism
uh-huh.
and then use that to turn that into reality, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
It does.
Okay.
Oh. Is there any... what? And then whatever else you're getting...
I always get the same thing. I always get the same message for you. Beth, be patient. Things are being worked out. You are very close. Keep manifesting. That's the message I'm
getting. Keep manifesting. Well, you know what is really cool? Because even though some of you are going, that wasn't even a reading, to where some people would sit here and say that, you don't even get how significant that is because of what the information that I got today and the number that I was shown today to where I've never, I don't recall ever seeing this number before. And I opened it up because I was going to write it off as, it was the number 70. And I'm going, okay, that's seven. It's endings and beginnings. But here it wasn't. I read in my book, the 70, I was told, do not blow this off, Beth, go and get your book. So I'm going, yeah, 70. It has to do with endings and beginnings. I'm going, no, go get your book. So I went and got my book. Oh, my Lord, it had everything to do with what it was I was seeing, what it was I was experiencing, and then it just validated, you validated it with the words that you said.
Okay.
Me, the words are just validate. So I'm going, oh, my God, that's not wishful thinking. It actually is. Marie just said the words that I needed to hear.
Well, you know, and that's, so here's a good example.
Yes.
That's how I get my information.
Yep.
They give me words, and I repeat them.
Yep.
You know, I don't know, I'm not a big, long talker to interpret everything. I just give you the message. And, I mean, when I do in-person readings, I just sit there and give whatever comes through, and it's amazing how it doesn't make any sense to me,
mm-hmm.
but the other person is like, oh my God, you know.
Yeah. We're not supposed to. We really shouldn't be putting our interpretation, because how we do it and how somebody else is going to take it.
I couldn't even begin,
else.
Because I have no idea. Like, if I'm doing a reading on someone I don't know, I have no idea who they are. I can't interpret.
Mm-hmm.
I just give whatever comes out,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how it works for me. As far as the information coming through. Ooh, my third eye is really open now because it's like, oh.
Is there anything else that I need to know for right now that they want to guide me while they have me here and I'm still and I'm listening? They have my attention?
Don't worry about your job. The one that's going to be ending is, you're done with that. You're done. You needed to get what you needed to get. They needed to get what they needed to get. So just cut it and move. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
just cut it and move. I'm hearing your spiritual work is going to pick up.
Is it?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yep.
Well, you know what is really interesting?
Income. I'm hearing income for that. So
it's coming in?
Yep.
Can you get a date of, like, is it this month, the next month?
I'm hearing, they're saying March to May, going to start picking up.
Okay.
By May, you're going to be full force.
Full force?
Yeah.
Okay, so on that, what it is that I've been talking to you about, what I specifically want to do, that's what I'm supposed to still focus on?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, that's going to be an important piece.
Okay.
Yeah. People are ready is what I'm hearing.
Again, you guys, she just validated information I received earlier today, just so you know. I mean, Marie knows a lot of stuff that's going on with me, and I think I know a good portion of what's going on with her, too, but it's like getting more of that information. So it's just really cool that I'm getting all this stuff, but my heart has opened up tremendously, tremendously.
Cool.
But you know what is really interesting? Because I can say this, I'm not mentioning names. But here's the thing is, here's a perfect example, you guys, of those of you who want to do the spiritual work and you're going, well, if I'm supposed to do the spiritual work, I ended up quitting my, you know, my physical job thinking I was going to have all these clients, yada, yada, yada. Been there, done it. And then you've had to find yourself going back into the work world. And some people are carrying that, you know, some resentment or maybe frustration or disappointment. Let that go, because I guarantee you're going back into the work world for a reason. Because here's a perfect example. I've been doing caregiving work, and that's something that I did in the past. Loved helping people, but it was on the physical level. And then I shifted into, you know, years ago that I went into counseling. So I've done the physical work, and then I did the mental health work, and now I'm doing the spiritual work. And then I went back to caregiving. And I am with this individual who's male, who this energy, because of their illness, has triggered a lot of stuff within me. So this was divine. I was divinely put in there, seriously, because I had no desire to work with people at this level.
Mm-hmm.
God bless the caregivers and people who work with people on a physical level, seriously. God bless you. A completely new respect. You had my respect before, but even more now. So anyways, I went there, and I would walk out completely. I can't even explain to you the energies that I had within. It wasn't him. It was the stuff that he was activating within me. So I had that opportunity of really working through the stuff, shifting as I was working with him, and then going home and having to do more work, because I literally would have to detoxify myself, not to take on his disease, to get that out of there. But I still had that belief system within me. And what is really interesting, feeling better and feeling better and feeling better, and then all of a sudden I'm guided going, I need to be done. I don't have to do this anymore. I literally do not have to clean up after anybody anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking on all levels, physically, spiritually, and etherically. I don't have to do it anymore, to where my energies and my words are finally in alignment with each other, to where my belief system has shifted. Because I came in this world thinking I had to save the world, and I don't have to save it anymore. Mm-hmm. So it's really cool. So that experience that I begrudgingly went into, but he got my ultimate TLC. Got my, because I'm a very compassionate person and empathetic. He doesn't know that I'm ending next Valentine's Day, as a matter of fact, is my last day. But look at the gift that I've been giving, and since I've worked, he's helped me work through heart stuff, seriously. I didn't see the insight until last night, and then again this morning going, oh, my God, that's what he did for me.
Well, and I think people out there, you know, I mean, not everybody wants to take that job, but
no,
there's sometimes, you know, it's just a good way
of moving
you forward.
It was a blessing in disguise. Yes, it was a blessing in disguise. And then because I did all that work, now I got the information going, Beth, it's going to be full force here soon. It's going to be bam, mm-hmm. toward your, above your your expectations, which I had no expectations. I just wanted something. But doing this, and then she's just validating the information that I'm getting. Mm-hmm. And I got the insight going, Beth, if you didn't have this job, you wouldn't be where you're at right now. So it's like, wow.
Yep.
And too bad I can't talk to him at this level and say, do you even realize what you've done for me? But, I mean, this is a cool thing
remember,
to give
them. I'm just getting this message for you. When you leave,
yeah.
tell him thank you. He will get it on an energetic level.
Oh, yeah.
He may not get it on a physical, but don't forget to thank him.
I guarantee he's very tuned in with me. It's amazing my thoughts and how he acts. It's amazing. But, you know, he's in a transition period, so.
Right. Okay, well, you know, before you do one for me, we got a couple in the chat room.
Oh, okay.
So we have a question from Holly from California.
Hello, Holly.
Do you see when I will be able to move to Washington State?
I'm hearing 2 months. That's just automatically.
Yeah, I heard 2 to 3 months myself.
You know, a lot's happening in spring. I'm hearing end of April, beginning of May. By May 5th, something will be happening, whether you're there already or you're packing and you're going, but or you'll have your definite answer. But it's going to be the beginning of May at the very latest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got 2 to 3 months right
away. Holly, you're going to be rocking and rolling, girl, rocking and rolling. It's an excellent move for you.
Yep.
Be in that enthusiasm.
The move. All I do is I basically see a smiling sun. That's what I'm seeing.
Yeah.
So
it's like you're leaving the old behind and you're walking into the new. Good going, girl, because, man, you've been doing your stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yippee-i-yo.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Rock on, Holly.
Cool. All right, and then we have a question from Allura. Do you see me ever having children?
Laura or Allura?
Allura.
Oh, as soon as you said that, I heard yes.
Yeah, I heard the yes, too.
And I'm hearing three.
Yeah. That's what I heard, too.
I heard two boys and a girl. Just so you know, you have to let me know because I never am able to pick up on this. Two boys and a girl. But that could change. Remember, on a soul level, they could always say, yeah, I want to try a different gender. And it could also be a different soul that comes in by the time you're pregnant, too.
Mm-hmm.
So just keep that in mind.
Yep. Yeah, so cool.
But yes, you will have some. Thank you for the questions, ladies.
Yes, thank you. And then we have a question from Clara. Do you see me relocating for a job this year?
I hear yes, and I'm seeing a big YES. It's time.
Yeah.
Spring forecast. You will be moving. Now they're using humor with that. So obviously you're needing some more humor in your life right now. So yes.
Yeah. They're saying to keep up the manifesting. So I'm assuming you're doing a lot of manifesting, but to keep it up, keep it positive, keep it happy, and throw those vibes out there.
Yes, 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 yes. You're in a good space. Keep it going. And it's going to be the job that you've been waiting for. Again, you're going to be very, very excited with it. They're not giving me the specifics. They're still working on the specifics of it.
Yeah.
You might have something in mind, but to be open to even better than that.
Ooh.
To be open to even better than that. So whatever that
jingling
means.
From top to bottom. Woo.
Yeah. Yep.
Good, good, good. Awesome.
So rock on, girl.
Yeah, good luck.
Ladies.
All right. So we got a couple callers. Let's grab those.
Okay. Is that hysterical? I'll be reading her after the air.
That's okay, you know. We're here to help people out there. Hi, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Kay and I'm calling in from New York.
Hello, Kay. How you doing?
I'm all right. How are you?
Very
good.
Do you have a question or comment?
I have a question. It's regarding to romance, if that's okay.
Yes, romance. Are you looking for it coming to you, or are you in it already and wondering where it's going?
I'm in funk with one. So I've been seeing someone for a while, and it's in a weird haze right now, so I'm just wondering if there's something that you pick up.
I'm hearing no.
Yeah, I'm hearing energies don't match at all.
You're working through some stuff, but he's played a part in what it is you no longer want. And now to be specific, what kind of a man it is that you do want? What are some of the qualities?
Oh, are you asking me what qualities I want? Or?
No. I'm just saying these are things for you to ask, to put out there. But he's definitely no. And it has nothing. You guys just aren't meant to be any more than what it is right now. So it's you can either stay with them just so you have somebody or, cut clear and release the cords and attachments. You can go on a friend level and make room for the new one to come in. It's a very heavy energy.
Yeah.
Very heavy energy.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, girl, what are you doing with him?
I'm sorry.
Are way too light to be with him. What are you holding on to?
I think it's, the familiarity because we've dated before. And then also I'm like, it's not working, but I just feel like he's not getting it.
That's right.
That's right.
You can't make
and
him
it's
do
the
it.
Weirdest, and it's so weird. And I'm like, okay, I'm going. And it's like, wait, where are you off to? And I'm like, I told you I'm not going to be with you anymore.
Yeah. This is a picture I'm seeing. I'm seeing you like light floating. And he's like this rock that's trying to pull you down. That's the picture I'm seeing. So you just need to cut that rock off.
Yeah, absolutely.
Don't be afraid because you will find somebody. The right one's coming. But as soon as you let him go, clear that energy out, be free of him, you'll be amazed at how fast somebody comes into your life. But be picky. You are way too bright of a light to let just anybody in your life, girl.
Thanks.
You have the right
really,
to be very choosy.
Yeah.
You deserve that.
Cool. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a great weekend. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Olka dolka. Hi. Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hola.
Hello? Hi. We'll put you back on hold. Okay. Next caller.
Hi.
Hi, who are you calling, or who are we speaking with?
Why are you calling?
Hi, who are we speaking with? Who are you calling from?
This is Sue from Iowa.
Hi, Sue.
Sue from Iowa. How you doing, Sue?
I'm not too bad. How are you?
Very good.
Good.
Do you have a question or a comment?
Yeah, I had a question. I'm going through some transformations, ascension, and I just wanted to know if I was on track.
Yes, you are. I just heard a YES, and I'm seeing it's capital. And I'm seeing it going in a column. You're going in the right way, so that's just a yes, the ascension. You are doing phenomenal.
Okay, well, it sucks.
Oh, nobody said it wasn't going to. Now, how does it suck, Sue?
How?
Yes.
Let's see. For the past 9 months, I'll be just doing really good. Well, not really. But anyway, I get real dizzy and then it just takes me out, and my feet start sweating. I break out into sweats. I know it's part of the process, but, man, is it uncomfortable.
Oh, I know. I know.
Didn't we do a show on how to ease through the symptoms?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
we did a show, if you want to look back in our archive. But
really?
The big thing about when you're having these symptoms is really you have to ground. You have to learn how to ground. You got to bubble. You got to protect. Drink lots of water.
Yeah,
and
I
then
do
let
all
your body
those.
Go through it.
Yeah, and I do. I just wanted to make sure I was on track.
Oh, gosh, yes, 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 yes. You know, and the thing is to really focus when you're physically not feeling good, because the dizziness
mm-hmm.
has to do with your Merkaba is being cleared out. And our Merkaba is
okay,
it's like a, you know what the Merkaba is, correct?
Oh, the Merkaba. That's what I call it, the Merkaba.
Yep. Because
and I had a dream.
Go ahead.
Well, I just had a dream two nights ago, and they handed me this thing, and I asked them what it was, and they said it was a polytetrahedron.
Yes.
That's what they handed me.
Yes. Yeah.
So
that's going to help you with the transformation. Now visualize that you're inside of that, and that will help you a lot more easy. Oh, my God, they're giving that to you. And you recognize that. Good one, girl. Yes, be accessing
okay.
that. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. And you'll see that you'll shift through it. Will help you a lot. You'll shift through it a lot more easier. Boy,
okay.
you don't hear a lot
thank
of people
you.
They say that they give that to.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Have
you're
a
welcome.
Great week, and thanks for calling.
Bye.
Uh-huh, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, let's go back to our caller that's on hold twice here. Hi, who are we speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Hi, how are you? It's Rose Maria from New Jersey.
Marie from Missouri. Do you have a question or a comment?
If you see me moving overseas anytime soon, relocating.
Relocating overseas. That feels very heavy for me.
Mm-hmm. I was just going to say, I'm hearing, no, not at this time.
It's not saying that it isn't a possibility, but not right now.
There's something that you have to stay here for. That you're going to be needed for here. That's why they're saying not at this time.
Cool.
It's something to do with a relationship, and it feels like it's a male relationship that's from your past that's affecting you now. And I don't know if it's a father, grandfather, somebody you looked at as a father. So are you by your family, like your biological, your DNA family right now?
Yeah, I'm with my family now. Trying to relocate to a different country.
Oh. Well, it's going in, it's really going in to your heart and looking at issues. And I'm hearing that it's, you know, to do with men also. So whether or not in this lifetime you have felt that men have been overpowering, you know, more of a negative influence, to be able to go in there and look at it from a different perspective. Look at the lessons that you've learned from it, the experience that you had, no matter how painful the experience may or may not have been. But to look at it, to be able to go in, to love it and forgive it so you can let it go, the quicker you can do that, the quicker you can manifest going overseas. Because mm-hmm. they're not saying no to it, but there's work that you need to do here that they're saying you can't run away from. It needs to be done there for whatever reason.
Because if you don't work on it here, it's going to follow you over there. So if you want to go, you have to clear it here. Finish it, end it, so that you can move on with a clear bubble around you.
Does it say what I need to work on?
It's to do with men in your life from your past. And it feels like individuals who are currently in your life, whether or not they're in physical form, it could have been a dad, a grandfather, an uncle, a brother, men that have been in your life, because there's commonalities from lifetimes ago that are following you in this lifetime. So it's going in. It's just heart issues, the way you've been treated by men, the way you look at men. And it could have been whether or not you're into this past lifetimes to where you were a man and the way you treated women, and now you could have been like reciprocal of stuff that you created called karma in this lifetime. So you have to go within that because you've given your power away to a lot. They're not giving me the details of what you've been through in this life, but you need to take care of it here. And it could be something to where you might be out of balance. It feels like you're really out of balance, too, that you give a lot and be open to receiving. And that means more love and more nurturance, more kindness and compassion towards yourself and following your intuition, just that knowingness. You don't trust that. There needs to be compassion towards yourself, empathy and forgiveness towards yourself, and unconditional love. You don't have to necessarily understand it on a conscious level, but just to get those concepts so you can open to them.
Gotcha. But you don't see anytime soon moving there.
Well, again, it could be. It could be. As soon as you take care of this stuff and go in there, take care of your stuff so you can be free of it and let it go.
Gotcha.
And then
right,
you're starting
you.
New. Because when you go to a different country, you're going into different energies. So I can see that would be part of it also. So.
Yeah, they're cool. Just saying don't run away without taking care of what you need to, because otherwise it will follow you. So take care of what you need to, and then be free when you move on.
Exactly, exactly. And you can do it. You can do it. Journal. Start journaling and just start looking and reevaluating the men in your life. Have there been good experiences, not so good experiences? And are you willing to let go of the old stories?
No, I didn't let go of that BS. Cool. Appreciate it.
Yes. All right.
You're welcome.
Thank
you. Have
a
great weekend. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. So if you wanted to call in, we still have some time, 347-327-9360. And while we're waiting, okay, Beth.
Oh, okay.
Hold on, I need to clear. So
we just want to clear because we read people, so we just want to clear the energies. So if you can just give, I'm doing it as I'm talking on the phone. I'm clearing all the energies for my electromagnetic field, my aura field.
Okay.
My third field. Northwest, south, east, as above and below. Okay.
Right.
And I'm releasing and letting go all of the static. And just so people know, it's not just one caller, just so you guys know.
No.
When we read, we want to always clear ourselves, period.
And this is a good practice for you, too. If you're someone who feels a lot of, picks up on lots of people's emotions and you don't know, clearing yourself is a great way to get yourself back centered. So.
Okay, getting on to, here's the words that are coming in. It's hysterical. Happy, happy, happy. You know what it looks like? It's like that Glump movie when they clap. Hercules, Hercules, like this. Happy, 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 happy. So I don't know what that means to you.
Oh.
But it's like coming in. It's really interesting. So I don't know if that's what you're needing to focus on that word more.
Happy, happy, joy, joy.
Or if yeah, it's kind of like that happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy.
Well, no, that's actually one of my manifestations is to keep that happy vibe going so things keep coming in more and more and more.
Okay.
I'm not going to be that the last 3 years, I'm done, boom. And keeping that happy, positive vibe just so I can keep manifesting, because this year has already started out fabulous and I want to keep it going.
Cool, cool, yeah. Cool.
Oh, so let me ask you a yes or no question.
Okay.
Do you see me getting out of debt this year? Let me rephrase that. Do you see me getting out of earth, money, financial debt this year?
The earthly financial debt?
Yes.
I'm hearing the possibilities are high.
Okay.
So it's what you choose to do to be able to manifest that money flow. Because remember, the infinite source has more than it's infinite. And there's many different ways it will channel. So, but I'm hearing for you to be clear and concise on what specifically that you're wanting in your life.
Got it.
The specifics of what it is that you want to create.
Okay, makes sense. Because now I'm getting a message from myself on when you said clear and concise.
Yes.
So when I'm journaling and intentions
to be
even more clear.
See how you can
just
it and
yep,
hear it?
Yep, I just heard it. So, okay, makes sense.
Yes.
And it goes back to what I said.
Yes.
When you're doing your intentions, only do one or two, but you could make it a 3 pages if you want, and write down, be very clear. So
be very, very clear. Yes.
Yep. Okay. Thank you. Makes sense.
And then there's a piece to do with self-love. There's a piece that's still hanging on to your, it's in the front, so it's current stuff right now. That and it's the way you view yourself, because I know you. You can be really harsh on yourself, but if you don't go in and explore that piece, it's going to continue to go in, and they're showing me it can become a future thing. So you want to nip it in the bud now. It's not this big, huge thing.
No, no, no. I know what it is.
Okay. Okay.
Because I know it stems from childhood.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's something that I work on all the time.
Yep. Yep.
But it's actually becoming more... It's coming way to the surface, so I know I'm almost there.
Cool.
You know, I mean, when you're in a service-related profession and you put your heart and soul into things and you go out of your way for people and you have one person who doesn't appreciate what you do, that, you know, that's part of all that comes back at you. And it's really, over the last few years, really learning to say, I'm not taking this personally. It's not me.
Yeah.
I've done what I do what I do.
Mm-hmm.
I've put my best.
Mm-hmm.
And if the other person is not receiving it, that's not my problem.
Mm-hmm.
So that is, it's almost there, you know.
Sure. I still have those little Pisces hurt feelings.
Oh, yeah,
but,
you know, it's really learning to not take it personally. I used to take stuff personally, like everything was personal. And now it's like, no, I guess that's your journey, not mine.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good, you know, and sometimes if we bring it to the other person's attention, you know,
it's
amazing how much that can shift them going, just so you know, that comment that you made wasn't cool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Even though you thought you said it with humor, it wasn't funny.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And so then the person can let it go and then they can shift with stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see what else. there must be some pieces of your past, and probably just because of the comment that you made, it's time to forget it.
Mm-hmm.
Forget it, forgive it, let it go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to the point where you're going to, and you're supposed to do it to where you download the life lessons and the experiences so you don't repeat them again. And then when you download them, then you mark them off completed.
Okay.
And then you want to go back to the point of creation where that was created from, and then just let it go.
Okay.
I'm hearing on a soul level, which is interesting, an ancestral level, and a history level.
Okay.
Well, you'll be going, what?
No, I mean, remember when I had my energy work done, I mean, I had a rebirth.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, I was reborn.
Yes.
So that's all part of that. Makes total sense to me.
Yeah. So it's going in there and letting it go. But, you know, like I said, February is all about the self-love stuff.
Yeah. And you know what? Show yourself some love.
You know, and the thing is, and also making sure that you're asking that either you're using Durga or Micah, whoever you use to use their sword, have them use their swords to cut, clear, and delete all the entanglements, because I'm hearing entanglements. So it doesn't necessarily mean it's on a conscious level. It can be on a subconscious level.
Okay.
And ask that the cords and attachments and entanglements and all ties to the past are cut, clear, to delete it. For that which no longer serves your highest and best good, and is no longer the 100% of the light.
Okay.
But what it looks like and what I'm seeing, that it's a lot in your head. You continue to replay things over and over and over. And what I'm hearing the words, there's times when you can obsess over stuff,
mm-hmm.
but you need to let it go.
Yeah.
Because what we don't realize, these obsessions create entanglement.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'm the same way. So just so you know, so it's like, so you have to ask them to go in and cut, clear, and delete from the back of you, inside you, to the front of you, to the left of you, to the right of you, above you and below you.
That makes sense.
And then the universe is going to do whatever they're going to do.
I still think about this one stupid text I got from this loan officer, and I'm like, what? You know, I'm going, okay, this has nothing to do with me. How dumb, you know?
Yeah.
But it's like, again, it's that little, that Pisces going, hey, why are you saying that? It's not my fault, you know? So, yeah, I get it.
Oh, okay. Anything else?
I get it.
And then I'm hearing new shoes, and it's not physical new shoes.
Darn it.
It's walking in new shoes. You're walking on new paths now.
Mm.
So walk forward, get out of the old way of doing things.
Okay.
Ooh, they're very adamant. I see them, and it's coming from the right side. It's like they're shoving you out of that right side because you can really be in your masculine side. because there can be a lot of control stuff. Again, we're all finishing that up. We may not like the way things are happening all the time,
mm-hmm.
but they're going, get out of the doggone shoes already. And I literally see them trying to shove you out of them, but it's like, it's hysterical. So it's like, get out of that old mass. There's still a lot of the old masculine,
okay.
the old masculine. You can have masculine. We have masculine, but you want that gentle, loving, nurturing, not the old stuff that's like, do it or else.
Right, right.
You know?
Let's
see what else. And I'm just hearing more laughter. You need more laughter. And we're talking gut laughter, to where your gut, to where you are crying laughter. Who doesn't need that on a daily basis?
Yeah, no kidding.
I need that on a daily basis. But you need it more. So if there's a movie that you can watch,
okay,
or friends that you hang out with, that you're doing the gut laughter to do that more. But your soul's saying that. Your soul's wanting to be fed more.
Okay.
So you have to go in there, but I'm hearing you need to go into meditation and feed her. I'm seeing that a lot. I'm seeing forks. So that's the spiritual food. Like, how are we feeding our soul? And especially when we're going through the energetic stuff that we are right now at levels we're not even aware of, our soul's going, how are you filling me back up? Because I'm doing my job. What are you doing for me? So, and to do that is when we need to be still and to go and just really feed her.
A lot of people listening right now are getting that message for themselves.
And so like that, you guys have to imagine the soul can be like a car. And its tank is empty.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine you're putting a hose in there, and what are you filling her up with?
Yep.
Positive thoughts? Are you going into meditating? Are you outside? Are you on the earth? She needs that because she needs that earthly connection. Are you bringing in beautiful colors to feed her up just for her? Not for your physical body, but for her, because when it goes through her, it will come to you. And then she really needs you, she's saying, for you to go into the center of your heart, the core of your heart, and just see it expanding. You see this light, and it's just getting brighter and brighter. It's taking over all your body, and then it's going up to her.
Okay.
And so I'm hearing that a lot for everybody. So I'm going, well, that's then obviously where we're at right now,
right.
to where the soul's going, now let's make this connection here. Because we're obviously energetically able to do it right now.
Yep.
So to be able to do that.
Okay. Cool, thanks.
And then I'm just hearing thoughtfulness. I don't know what that's about. Because I think you're a thoughtful person. So, but again, I can't put judgment in it. You have to, I don't know if you need to be more thoughtful to her. Oh, okay. More thoughtful to her soul.
Okay.
And saying thank you. And I need to do that too. The message was as much for me saying, my God, you do so much work for me in order for me to be able to do the work I do. Without the soul, you guys, we don't have anything. That's what people don't realize.
Right.
It's not just our physical bodies that are keeping us here. There's many parts to us that keep us here on earth.
Mm-hmm.
Without a soul, we are just empty, and we're walking through life doing nothing, then what's the point of being here? Because you're not seeing, feeling, or doing, or experiencing. So to go in there and to be more thoughtful for it, saying, I appreciate you, I love you. And how many of us say we love our souls?
Mm-hmm.
I have to do it just as much as the next person.
Hmm.
I'm always cussing her out when things aren't going right, you know?
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you very much, Beth.
You're welcome. She's going, shush up now.
I'm like, man, I had a lot of messages. I'm going to put our next caller on.
Okay.
Hello. Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
My name is Stacy and I'm calling from Italy.
Italy?
Nice.
Cool, Stacy. Do you have a question or a comment?
Yes, actually, I do have a question. I was wondering if you had any messages about my love life. There's any karmic lessons associated or anything.
Are you in a current relationship right now?
No, I'm single.
Okay.
Oh, look at this. Soon. So when I hear that, when they say soon, that could be years from now, soon. It really feels like the summer is going to be really big, possibly in the beginning of the fall.
Yeah, I'm hearing June.
You know? Yeah. But, man, this is going to be the love of your life. So be very clear on what it is and who it is you want to manifest. Imagine him being there with you already that you're doing. And in the romantic town of Italy, or country of Italy, like, that's the country I want to go to. It's like you are a validation for me right now. You don't even realize that I'm going, yes! So be very, very clear on who you want in your life.
Okay.
Be in your heart space. Go into the center, too, and just exude love. No matter what, to all areas of your life.
Okay, this sounds weird, but I'm hearing wine and grapes. So I don't know if it's something to do with a winery or they're just saying wine and grapes, wine and grapes. I don't know if that makes any sense to you, but that's what I'm hearing in relation to this person.
Tons of wineries out here, so.
Okay. And it could be that you meet him at one of those. They just, yeah, wine and grapes, wine and grapes.
I'm seeing a tall guy with dark hair. But he seems to be lighter skin.
Okay.
And I don't know if he's Italian. But he's got dark, it looks like wavy hair. I would even go to say black hair. I don't know if he's going to be Italian, though. So be open to what nationality he's going to be. Be open to that, because people from all over the world come to Italy.
Of course, I am. I'm not Italian myself, so I'm American.
Okay. Oh, okay, okay. I was going to say, where's your accent?
From California.
Oh, cool, 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 cool. Yeah, but gosh, bless America. He's going to be wonderful.
Yeah, very, very, very bright, beautiful smile. Very kind-hearted.
Very fit. He's you know, he's thin and he's fit. I think he's a runner. Feels like he's a runner.
I hope he doesn't ask me to run, though.
No, but he might be the one who motivates you so you're healthy. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yes. But just be very clear. Keep your heart open. Allow him to come in. Because I'm seeing him on your chest, so he's very close. He's very close.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to be very in the very near future for you.
Great.
Cool. Cool.
Thank you for that.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling us.
Yes, have a great weekend.
You too.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay.
I noticed nobody ever calls and says, Beth, your guy's coming. Where is he?
Let's see. Hey, were you still holding or were you just listening, Sue?
No, I was still holding. I had one additional question, and I didn't know if I was allowed to do that.
Another question? We usually only do one.
Okay. No, that's okay then. It was just something that you had said earlier, and I had a question about. So, but that's okay.
You can ask for clarification. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, you were talking about energy work, and
yes.
I'm a holistic health practitioner, and
cool.
There are three different forms of energy that I utilize. One is healing touch, one is direct energy transference, and one is deletion dysfunction. And
yes.
I was just wondering, is it something that I'm supposed to continue doing, or is there something more?
You're supposed to continue to do that, but more will soon be revealed in dream state.
Okay.
Because you're evolved, you will get the messages. If they brought in that, the tetra, you said it was a tetrahedron.
Yeah.
It's just like, I guarantee if you're getting that message, you're going to get what it is that they're saying to you. So use that tetrahedron in the dream state,
okay.
Even in meditation
okay.
state, and you'll be amazed and ask them to reveal. And it's going to be when the time is right, because you're going to have to be at a certain frequency, I'm hearing, in order to take on this new healing energy that's going to be coming into you.
Okay. All right. Well, that's just what I had a question of, and I so very much appreciate you answering it.
Oh, you're
welcome.
Very welcome.
You're welcome.
Have a great weekend.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Bye. Okay. So, let's see. We went over 10 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's already been an hour?
It's been an hour and 10 minutes, yeah.
Oh, an hour and 10 minutes. Wow.
Well, that's why I kind of expanded the timing a little just in case, because I want to make sure we always get to everybody.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so Tuesday show, we are going to have Neil Fremming on again, and he's going to be doing sacred toning.
Love it.
So if you go back to the first show that he did with us and you listen to it, it's a great healing modality that he does for people over the phone.
He's
so
gifted.
Remember, 7 p.m. on Tuesday, you can call in, and he can do a toning for you over the phone.
Mm-hmm.
So don't forget, and I'll have that scheduled. And everybody have a fabulous weekend.
Yeah.
And thank you all for calling in. We really appreciate it. And thank you, Beth, for the little reading.
Thank you, Marie. We send everybody some love and some bright, bright light.
Yep. So have a great weekend again.
Bye-bye.
See you on Tuesday. Bye-bye.